All right, Raph, let's go to our poet laureate. And I always enjoy having Elizabeth Chapman on. She wrote a beautiful poem about the perfect game. And Elizabeth, nice to have you on this morning. I love your new poem.
Thank you, Marty. I'm delighted to be on. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we had, Elizabeth, I must have sent out the perfect game to about 200 people who emailed me.
I am thrilled. Thank you so much.
No, it was one. So this poem is called Stealing Home. It's, and I'm going to read what you wrote to me. It's optimistic at its heart. My take on the Giants' current position, and you owe a lot to my shows, and I appreciate that. And I was very honored to be included in there, but my show has a little bit of the flavor, so to speak, of the poem. So for all the fans, get ready. Our poet laureate, Elizabeth Chapman, will now read Stealing Home.
Thank you. Stealing Home, suggested by pregame and postgame broadcasts, KNBR 680. The Giants are at 38-40 right now, spiraling down, losing to the Marlins, weakest team in the league, then swept by the Dodgers. Who's discouraged? Might it be us? Time to talk about June baseball, how it's like country music on the radio. All that heartbreak. For last night's post-game diamond notes, just substitute I fall to pieces. Honky-tonk, pickup truck, both hands on the wheel. Marty Lurie's radio voice saying all week, it all starts to matter when the peaches are on the trees. When you start to figure out who you are and what you have, you take stock. We know it's not good. What do you do about the starting pitching, the bullpen, left field? After midnight last Saturday, the moon of fat apricot, fullest of the year, at 1 or 2 a.m., an owl cry, streaming in the open window, hooting every 10 seconds or so, call after call, the pulse of night, invisible as Blanco's hit the other day, disappearing off the outfield wall. For a moment, no one knew where it was. A voice can clear the air, leaving just enough room for hope. The peaches growing ripe. Matt Cain will pitch on the weekend, and this evening, Marty's back. Who will be the next breakout player? Will something else come bouncing off the bricks? Whose drive, high and deep, will take flight?
I love it. I love it. You know, it is optimism, and that's what baseball is all about. So you got another winner.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And now tell me about your take on this team right now, because you're a good fan.
Oh, well, I feel very uninformed compared to so many of your callers. I think that you're asking the questions you ask and the answers that you're getting have influenced me, but I like to stay optimistic, and I think on baseball I'll stick with poetry.
Well, I love it because why I love your poems, it goes to the heart of what we're all thinking about, and that's what poetry is. It puts it in a beautiful prose for us, and it just captures the baseball season. I'm very honored to be part of it.
Thank you. Well, the title. This was not a quick poem. The title has been hovering in my mind since I saw the Jackie Robinson movie. And I knew that it was going to be a title. I didn't have a poem to go with it. And I knew it wasn't going to be literally about stealing home. Then it clicked for me with that owl and the moon somehow that I'm not making predictions in the poem, but I'm suggesting that if the Giants go ahead and turn things around and win the pennant, they'll do it in a way that's not slam dunk apparent right now. That's the part about the dark and the invisible, and that's what stealing home might be if they turn things around.
Oh, beautiful. No, thanks for explaining that. Beautiful. All right, Elizabeth, I have the copy, and I'll tell the fans again if you want a copy of it. It's a beautiful poem. Marty at KMBR.com, and I will forward it to you. Elizabeth, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. All right. What a pleasure. Yeah, just send me an email, Marty at KMBR.com, and I'd be glad to send that over to you. Her other poem is The Perfect Game. She captures it, and I'm glad she explained a little bit at the end of it. Very sweet. Very sweet. Thank you, Elizabeth.